This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd was singing High Hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes, High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Celebrate responsibly. Tastes like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrates responsibly.
Wow.
There you go. It's the off season.
What a pro.
Yeah.
I mean, what a
yeah,
pro.
Not a pro. Yeah, been a couple weeks. We had a, you know, Thanksgiving. I forgot what I'm supposed to say, John.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, it happens. And hey, it's good to see you, pal. I wasn't sure we were going to get this one done today.
So yeah, inside baseball, I left. Jack couldn't get in the garage. He's driving around like a psycho.
Like a madman.
I was going to go home to record. I see you in the garage. We just walk back in. Then the video studio doesn't work.
Yeah.
And now we're back to where, you know, old. It's like an old school. It's back to basics.
Yes. Yeah, back when I could just be me.
That's right.
You know?
You have to worry about like turning and looking in the camera and doing
the
whole.
I don't know who to look at.
I'm
now
Jack
I just look
Fritz
right at you. Although I do the thing where I start looking above you because I'm locked in.
Yeah, like it'll look right there.
I don't like looking right. I'm not an eyesman.
I know, you're so not.
I don't like looking people in the eyes. You know what I mean?
I do. I get it.
Not a big spotlight guy. I like to focus on someone else for 1 second. But, yes, I might. I have broken a traffic law to get in here today.
Oh, yeah. It seemed from your text you might have broken multiple traffic laws.
But I had to talk about the Phillies
We're
today.
Here. Yeah. Because there is pressing things to discuss.
Yes. No, I...
So much happening, Jack.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
So let's
dig deep.
Let's dig deep where we are right now currently. Because here's where I currently am at. I'm starting to feel things about the football team. That's never a good spot.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Like, this is, what an admission on the High Hopes Podcast.
Well,
something like that.
I did substitute as a host on the Go Birds Podcast.
You did, yeah. You filled in admirably.
High level. I was like a backup quarterback. You know what I mean?
That's right. Like, Nick Foles. You were the Nick Foles.
There's not that much
expectation. I know how much you love Nick Foles and like to be compared to Nick Foles.
Again.
You're in on Nick now.
Back in on Nick.
I'm really happy.
You got to give me 5 years, and then I'll start appreciating
if
things.
If Mahomes gets hurt and Wentz is the quarterback of the
don't.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, that was a quarterback. I mean, if you want to hear a guy get weepy, start bringing up 2017 Carson. I mean, bombs down the field.
You can tell we're out with the Phillies. We're 3 minutes in, and we're talking about Wentz already.
He was Josh Allen before Josh Allen.
He was Josh Allen. You're right. Yeah. That's a really good way to put it. You're right. Yeah.
Miss him. But, so I'm starting to feel things about the football team, so which means, hey.
Phillies need to do something.
You better make a trade this week.
Dave, I hope you're listening. Yeah. We know you do. Like, this is like an alert. You know, there are sirens going off right now. Jack is paying attention to the Eagles. Like, get on your horse, buddy.
And might be in. Might be in on the bird. So, besides the quarterback.
Wow.
Besides the quarterback, everything else I pretty much am a huge fan of. But, the other thing is... I just have Miss Rachel stuck in my head at all times. Did Zoe watch Miss Rachel?
I don't know Miss Rachel, no.
So Zoe just missed her.
Just missed. Zoe actually turned 6 tomorrow.
Which is crazy. I was actually thinking about it yesterday.
Nuts.
When you went on paternity leave, and we were back at the old studio.
Oh, yeah.
Which is forever ago.
Dude, I left the old... Today is when I left the old studio during the show, because I got a call that Emily went into labor on December 3rd, 6 years ago. Fourth it happened. So there we go.
Yeah.
How about that? 6 years ago today, I ran out of the studio.
And then, you know... Then you became a dad.
And then I became a dad.
So you just missed it.
I got a little 6-year-old.
She's into Bluey, right? Like Bluey.
Loves Bluey.
Okay.
Loves.
So we're pre-Bluey. We're in the...
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the step before Bluey. Bluey's great, by the way. You got a lot of fun coming your way.
Yeah. I am semi-looking forward to watching those
Bluey's
shows.
Bluey's great. Like,
but
actually
also,
great.
I want him to go back. I want to make sure you go watch Lion King and watch all
the
classics
as
well.
Yeah, Zoe has been hit or miss on some of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Yeah. The CGI has gotten much better.
It's too good now.
Of course it's too good.
It's annoying.
I know.
The old.
So you're lucky. It's not that Miss Rachel's, she's fine. It's just.
Oh, Miss Rachel shots coming out.
It's all, I think, but like, sticky, 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 bubble gum.
So I had a lot of those. Yeah, it was like that, like at Coco Melon when she was just starting and all that. And a lot of the, you know, the nursery rhymes, the songs. Clean up. We all had fun today. Like, some of them are still stuck in my head because we used to sing them all the time.
It's unbelievable.
It's tough. It's a tough time.
Currently.
Really tough time.
My mind is just occupied with Miss Rachel and the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Need a move.
Well, especially because there are Mike Soroka rumors everywhere now. It's like he's the most coveted free agent on the market all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's. I'm surprised.
You
how
started
many...
a movement.
Thank you.
No one had heard of Mike Soroka before.
Never heard of him.
All these baseball general managers are like, wait, who? What? What did Jack say? And now everyone wants him.
That Mets hands off. The fact that Drewski was wearing a Soroka jersey was all time. The Soroka movement has been wild.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it goes... Again, I wasn't a huge part of it, but the Trey Turner ovation
yes, you had nothing
around there.
Nothing.
Above that, I feel like, is now the Soroka movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Soroka
was a cast-off. No one thought about Mike Soroka, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a guy confronted me at Chickie's yesterday, listening to the podcast, appreciate you coming down to Chickie's. He's like, Soroka stinks. And I said, hold on. He struck out 50% of his batters in September. You know? I'm not giving him 100 mil.
Hold on.
I'm giving him like 6 million.
Yeah. Might cost more now, it turns out.
Aware. By the way, just already stressed about the bullpen.
Uh-huh.
Already stressed.
Yeah.
The Hoffman's gone.
Yeah.
There's no... They want to make him a starter. And who in their right freaking mind is saying, hey, Clay Holmes, why don't we shift you back into being try to be a starter?
Is that happening?
Yes.
No.
The Mets are interested in Clay Holmes as a starter.
What?
Yeah. I know.
10 years into his career, 8 years, what are we doing here?
I know. So... If Hoffman's going to get starter money, we're screwed. And if that might lead to re-signing Estevez, which I don't really want. What is this bullpen going to look like next year? Again, they're a Soroka, Soroka away. But all of a sudden, we're stressed about the bullpen.
Okay, it's good. Good. And because at least there are Juan Soto rumors and all kinds of... Oh, wait.
Well, I do love the...
Oh, damn.
I do love the... They'll meet with them. Yeah, don't you worry. Meanwhile, there's offers being submitted.
Offers are on the table here.
There's a lot of Red Sox smoke out there. A lot of Red Sox smoke, which is I want smoke. Can I get one smoke?
Just
about the
a
Bills?
Little bit of smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to whoa.
Whoa. All right.
Okay.
Hold on
now. So in case
lights.
People are wondering what's going on, we're in the studio and our lights just went out.
Is the computer still rolling?
Computer's good. We're rolling.
Okay.
That was weird. I thought we lost power. That would have been real.
Power.
So I was on the board once when.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
The station went completely dead, and I'm just in there. I'm like, I don't know what to do here.
And
I was like, this is out of my power.
And you know me, I always try to put Seltzer in positions to succeed.
That's right.
That's not a position for Seltzer to succeed.
No.
That is a. Stress and do stuff.
It was a horrible position. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like, can I get one, just one rumor?
Just something.
Just one, no, but like, not even, hey, they're thinking about meeting with him. I need like, Juan Soto misses Kevin Long. So give me.
Oh, I like that. Just think Juan Soto's talked about how friendship is really important to him in this decision-making process. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something that we can like piece together.
Right.
Yes.
Misses Bryce Harper. He talks about how great of a mentor Bryce was when he first got called up. And like misses that connection. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'll sign Patrick Corbin If you want me to sign Patrick Corbin one.
Would
no,
you?
No, I don't think I
he
would.
He still must have years left, doesn't
no,
he?
No, I think he's done.
That contract's done?
The Patrick.
Wow.
Think about how long we've been doing this podcast.
Real quick,
James.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That was a real, like, wow. Do you think it was a success? If you're the Nationals.
Yeah.
You have to say yes, right? You won a World Series.
Yeah.
Totally worth it, right?
Yeah. It is. It's a tough one, but it 100%
is. 100% is.
I mean, it's a
win.
We went through literally 10 years of bad baseball. Well, after 11, so. Yeah.
Not 10 years.
9 years.
Seasons. Yeah. 9 years, 10 seasons of bad baseball.
So, I know what they've been through. You know what I mean? It was only 5 seasons for the Nationals.
Yeah.
So, not that bad, actually.
Well,
but,
assuming they turn it around now, otherwise they could have 5 more.
No, I know. I'm not feeling too hopeful. I'm not feeling too hopeful. But my favorite part about the Nationals, I can't wait to see who they do it with. I love that they just signed, like, players who were good 5 years ago and, like, hey, maybe this guy's going to be all right. And
oh,
flip him to the deadline.
Oh, yeah.
I found Schwarber that way.
That's true.
You know? So, but yeah, I just, listen, I'll sign Patrick Corbin. The Patrick Corbin thing, I mean, do you remember the scoreboard?
Of course I do. How could I ever forget it? What a moment that was.
Scoreboard, the Machado, the construction worker outside of.
We've had some moments here.
It was one of the most, secondhand embarrassing things in my life was watching Matt Klencek have to open the door for Manny Machado.
Oh,
like
I know.
It was a holiday dinner.
Horrible.
It was
horrible.
Like, hey, Manny.
I'm so embarrassed about it. I don't want to talk about it.
It was that moment where I said, they're not getting
this guy. Nope.
He said,
nope.
First off, you subject them to like walking in with fans.
I know, with like people yelling at him and stuff. I was like, what are we doing here?
Sign a contract.
This is the VIP red carpet that you're rolling out for this guy. It's great.
Hey, man, you want to come in?
Yeah.
You
want to hang in lots? You can just hang out there. Right? Check out the parking lots. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. It's like they thought, because Jim Thome talked to some construction workers in 2003, they were like, this is going to work again.
We can recreate
this. Yeah,
this
is going to go well.
This is our playbook. This is how we signed the big boys.
Oh, man, we've come a long way.
We have, yeah. All right, so Soto,
where am I at?
Yeah, where are you at?
Dormant.
Like the Phillies. That's
just completely dormant.
There's
completely
no dormant. Way he's signing it, right? Like, what's your percentage chance the Phillies are
like 0.0?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I'd say under 1%. Yeah.
I feel like he's going back to the Yankees.
I hope so. At this point, like, as long as it's not the Mets, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Him on the Red Sox, I wouldn't hate.
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
But, like, thank God the Reds are approaching this offseason like you are a big boy.
It's what an embarrassment they've been. The Mookie Betts trade will forever go down as one of the most embarrassing things a big franchise has ever done.
So, hold on. I'm probably wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Did they trade Babe Ruth in 1918?
1919, yeah.
Oh, okay. And they traded Mookie in 2019?
Oh, wow. I didn't think about the 100-year thing.
Or was it 2018 they traded Mookie?
No, because they won in 2018.
In 2018.
Yeah.
And they traded him in the 2019-2020 offseason,
might have been 2020 even, yeah, but it was somewhere around there.
He was on the COVID team, I believe.
With the
Dodgers? His first year?
I don't know if he was, actually. It might have been 2021 when he went.
It might have been.
Yeah. Almost. That's pretty wild, though.
I would have to look it up. But if he was traded in exactly 100 years.
That's pretty wild.
Since the Babe Ruth trade.
That's so great.
But I like at least if he goes to the Red Sox, I think it evens it out a little bit. You know, like the Yankees would add a little bit more to Yankees Red Sox if he turns down the Yankees
totally.
To go to the Red
oh
Sox.
Oh, my God.
It would be awesome. It would be the exact opposite of the A-Rod thing.
Yeah, it would be.
Where A-Rod's going to be a Red Sox
and then
whatever happened.
Ended up a Yankee. Yeah, well, wasn't it someone like turned down a trade or wouldn't accept a trade or something like that. Yeah.
So, I anyone but the Mets. And it doesn't, I don't know if it, yeah, so it was 2020, February 11th, 2020.
Wow.
So
2019 was his last season. That is wild.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Hey.
Way to go,
hey,
Sox.
That's baseball. How could you not be romantic about baseball?
Is that right?
But it really doesn't seem like he wants to be a Met. It just doesn't feel that way. It feels like he wants to be a Yankee. The Yankees, I don't think, really want to go. Apparently, they don't want to go above 550, but I think they.
What a travesty the Yankees are. What an embarrassment. New York freaking Yankees and pinching pennies. I know $500 million is not pinching, but come on. Like, you're the Yankees. Like, if it were, if George were alive, Soto would be a Yankee. It wouldn't even be a question. Like, what do you want? Here's a blank check. Sign it. I'm George Steinbrenner. I don't care. Hal's like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he, yeah.
Move the decimal point a little bit, and then we'll...
I wonder if Soto's going to get 700 at this point.
I don't think he is.
It feels like 650.
Yeah, I think it might be 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because there's
700, I never bought that. Like, you can't... He can't get what Shohei got. Like, that's insanity. He pitches and hits. Like, and he's a better... Maybe he's not better. Maybe he's as good a hitter. Maybe better. He might be.
Maybe. Same
range as a hitter, and the guy's a top 10, top 15 pitcher in the sport. Like no one should get what he got.
And,
end of sentence.
And I don't think that... if you're reading tea leaves, it doesn't seem like Cohen wants to get... He doesn't want to, you know, have to feel like he's the bid against himself. So if he's out, he's out. You know, I don't think he... So that's where I think it might not get to 700 million. It might be like in the 600 range.
Mm-hmm.
But Yankees, Red Sox for Soto.
That'd be awesome.
But...
Maybe
we sneak in there.
I'm not counting... Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we sneak
in
there.
I'm not counting the Mets out till they're out. That's all.
Sure. I think that's totally fair. Yeah. I do hope that, you know, maybe they have the internal conversations down at one Citizens
Bank Park.
It would be nice
if they talked about it. You know, took it seriously. Yeah.
Should we go meet with them?
Hey, maybe we have a meeting. I don't know.
Again, I think the one thing that has to be factored in here with the Soto thing is, so Boris is obviously very powerful. We know, and he's had he's looking for a bounce back. It's a revenge offseason.
Yeah, it was a horrible offseason last year, the Montgomery thing, the Snell thing, all that.
So it's a revenge offseason for Scott Boris. What the Phillies can't do with him is show their hand on multiple fronts. So we know about the Harper contract thing, whether we want to talk about it or not. Boris wants them to get a contract extension. If they show Juan Soto and Scott Boris that they have $600 million to offer Bryce Harper, guess what the next conversation is? Or to offer Juan
to Soto.
The next conversation is,
where's my money?
Where's Bryce's money? Yeah. You have the money. You can't cry poor. You just wanted to do this. Yeah. I know this is all starting to sink in for you.
I hate this.
I know. I'm just telling you.
I get it.
And the other thing that has to be factored in, and I think arguably more important than the Bryce thing, is a possible pursuit of Alex Bregman, because they're going to want Bregman to get top dollar too. And if they only want to go, let's say, to 180, 150 to 180 range, they can't put an offer out there for Juan Soto saying, here's $600 million.
But why not? You could say to Scott Boris, he's Juan Soto and he's Alex Bregman.
Sure.
Like, we're not dumb, man. Like, he's 30, he's 26. Like, I get what you're saying, but just because you have certain money for a player doesn't mean you're spending it on the other player. Like, I get your
point. Unless it turns into negotiating against yourself. You know what I mean? Unless it turns into that, like...
Well, on Bregman you're talking about? Yeah, because that's not going to happen on Soto, obviously.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. I wonder if that's a factor.
I'm very nervous about the Alex Bregman thing. I like Alex Bregman. I think if I had him for 3 years, I'd be very happy with it. The idea of giving him 7-180 or something sounds crazy to me. It sounds like a horrible decision.
So... I mostly agree, but I also would really want him for 3 years.
Of course. I know. So we're just committing to this and saying, all right, either win now or we're screwed. But, I mean, we might be there already, and it might just be like a pot committed thing, and you just say, you know what? I don't care. Your joke about 2026 Phillies, they'll be good. The 2029, 2030 Phillies or 2030 Phillies, we might have to start joking about how that, you know, the time for the first pick and all that. Like, it could get bad. You know, it could get really bad.
And again, all I'm saying, and I know you're not going to resonate with this, and it might be only for about three of our listeners, would love the top five pick again. You're presenting this to me.
No, I get
you're looking
it.
At
I went the wrong angle with you.
100%.
Yeah, I played right into what you were doing
now,
there.
Now, full disclosure, you're speaking for a lot more people. I'm speaking for maybe me, Brian Barber.
A couple others. Yeah, that's about it.
Yep, and five people that care about the draft. So, again.
Because you're thinking about the one pick. I'm thinking about the 55-win season that leads to the one pick.
Just dodge and weave, baby.
That's right.
Just dodge and weave. But... That's where I think it's so fascinating, the whole crochet angle of this. Because there is definitely a part of me, and maybe it's because we've reached the point of the offseason where it's starting to sink in that
where
they might
be... this is the best thing we got. It's like a shift my perspective moment. Yes.
Sure. Where it's that, and I'm just starting to get excited about the idea of bringing up the kids and bringing up the prospects and seeing if they can play or not.
Oh, my God.
We've reached it, baby.
Like, oh, my God.
Justin Crawford, Aiden Miller... Like, like there's guys that I want to see in a Phil's uniform. Mm-hmm. So it's the cat and mouse game of what are you prioritizing? Are you prioritizing the window, which feels like 3 years? It feels like the next 3 years is their window to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. Well, or you no? Are you are you prioritizing right now? Or are you prioritizing the window?
No, I get it. Yeah.
So, and I just wonder where they're currently at.
If are you prioritizing the small aggressive window now, or yeah. are you trying to extend the window and maybe be less aggressive for each year of the window, but try and expand the window? That's basically the situation.
And I it feels like the expanded window.
Yeah.
It does now.
But then Bregman doesn't make sense.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Now, would you rather have Adames or Bregman?
Well, so that's what I was going to ask you next. I'm very torn on it. If you told me Adames was going to be my shortstop.
But he's not even.
He's not even great.
He's not.
He's better than Trey.
Maybe.
I think he's definitely better than Trey.
I don't know. His defense declined last
year.
Yeah, it did decline last year. Regardless,
look, I don't know. I would rather have Bregman than Adames.
I would rather have Bregman than Adames, too. Now.
I just think Adames is a bad fit. I mean, he's what everyone else is. He's a big swinger. He's got pop, obviously, and all that. But like, he's not going to go up and not swing at pitches outside in the playoffs. Like, I mean, he's just a bad. It feels like a bad fit for this group.
So, this is 100% recency bias on Willy Adames because I've seen how the Phillies pitched to him this entire year. I believe he didn't get a hit against the Phillies, and they struck him out 9 out of 18
times. So that feels
times.
Anecdotally right. I just remember him.
There was
not,
some streak during the middle of the season where they play the Brewers, and I think T-Mac was like, they've struck him out like 50% of their time. So I'm scarred from that.
Yeah.
100%. Because he's pretty much, like you just
he's
said.
He's just a carbon copy of what we have.
Like, we have 30. Wow. Yeah. Castellanos is supposed to be 30.
I was about to say, it's like Nick Castellanos is a third baseman. Like, all right, bring him in.
Another. Now, he'll
with more
walk.
Power.
He'll walk more.
He'll walk more. You're right. He will walk more.
But the strikeout thing is still there. Bregman from the standpoint of won't strike out, can hit 25 plus.
He's a freaking winner.
He's a winner.
Has been through it. Has, you know, like, I
do find it so funny, though. I find the Bregman conversation so funny because while I mostly feel all of that, we are acting like he's a 300 hitter every year.
He had 260 last year.
And
I know.
He's been around 260.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. Like, and it's not like he like walks a ton or anything like that.
He did walk a ton.
He used to, but not anymore. Like,
I know.
He's just not the player he used to be is the problem. You know? He's a fine baseball player. And I do think he's a winning player for, you know, that it's like a phrase that, you know,
aww.
But he does feel like a winning player, not just because he's won.
He's a playoff riser.
He does things to help your team win. But he's just, you're paying him at 30 for what he did from 23 to 30 instead of paying him for what he's going to be from 30 to 37 or whatever it's going to be. And he's already been declining the last couple years. Like, this last year was his worst year of, you know, like, he's going downhill. Like, it's just very evident when you look.
The only counter I would say, is that he might have been dealing with an elbow injury that he cleared up in the offseason. And his final 3 months, I believe he had an 880 OPS.
Okay.
So he had horrible first.
Finding the way to spin it. That's good.
No one better.
No one better. You really.
We talk about spin rates in the Phils.
That's true.
What about spin rates in this podcast?
You're like RPMs.
Yes.
Nonstop.
Yes. I'm the Lucas Sims.
Seth Lugo, by the way, second in Cy Young.
Which is, I guess,
insane.
Maybe there is something to turning all these relievers into starters again.
Maybe, dude. I mean,
for every Jordan Hicks, there's a
Seth Lugo. How about that?
Clay Holmes will not work unless they think he's just like Derek Lowe. Didn't Derek Lowe see like what 30 some games in 2000, and then he turned back into being a starter?
Yeah, he did.
But Clay Holmes, I don't think hasn't been a starter in.
Derek Lowe was a starter before that. Is the point? Yeah, exactly. Clay Holmes has never started like inconsistently at the major league level ever.
I can't believe John Smoltz was a closer.
I know, like at least 50-something saves.
Why did they
years.
Make him a closer?
I don't remember why it happened.
Phillies have assigned him.
Maybe, I think he might have been coming off an injury and had an innings limit or something like that. There was something.
But he was a closer for
like 3 years.
Most of my childhood, John Smoltz.
No, it was like 3 years, wasn't it?
Of my childhood, not your childhood. Yeah. You're thinking about 90.
Yeah, I remember. 90, I remember John Smoltz 91. Dude.
That was George Morris, right?
Yeah, I remember it well.
In game
seven,
my Smoltz growing up was the closer.
Yeah. That's tough.
And then the Phillies trying to sign him in 07, I believe.
Talk about a winner.
Smoltz.
Big gamer.
I think I like listening to Smoltz on the broadcast.
So I like him more than I used to.
He has gotten a lot less
there was a
miserable.
Period where he just sounded so, like he didn't sound like he was having fun doing it, and it took away my fun of watching it. But I agree with you. I think the last couple of years, like, I haven't, people rip him, and I'm like, I think that was unfair. I think he's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. They must sign Glavin and Smoltz.
Phillies?
Yeah, they must got.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember really? Glavin?
I vaguely remember the Smoltz thing. I don't remember the Glavin thing.
They tried to get him in the Tommy offseason.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been something.
Tommy and Glavin?
How about it?
Yeah.
They also Hall of Famers.
Do you know they were like really they were preparing? They already had done physicals, I believe, for Andy Pettit.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember the Pettit rumors. I didn't know it got that far along.
It was like far down. Yeah. And then Cashman nixed it because Steinbrenner like all of a sudden changed his mind, didn't want to trade Andy Pettit.
Look
but it was
you.
Done. Like it was
you
done.
Facts.
I've been reading a lot.
I know, yeah. It's good work. All right, let's get to the Boehm thing because the Adamas Bregman thing only play. Like they're not signing Alex Bregman if they had decided to not move on from Boehm. Here's my question. Is it too far gone? Like, I think they're going to move Alec Boehm this year or this offseason. I think all the smoke, there's too much smoke. But I don't want them to just trade him. Like, I don't want them to just be like, we've got to go. Like, if they can't find the right deal, I would rather they not just give him away. Can they? I mean, we know how.
I know.
Like, the big issues with this, the mental fortitude, the toughness, all that stuff. Like, can Alec Boehm hear and see what has happened this offseason and come back and be a Philly?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. I don't know how you do it. I just, because they could have easily come out and squash it by now.
Immediately. And most teams do.
I know.
We're not trying to move him.
I know. And they've been they haven't shot any rumors.
No.
So from the outside looking in, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. So my big, like,
now, to be fair, this has happened.
Like,
There are times where players' names are out there, and then they come back and they can work it out. It's just with Boehm, it feels like, especially with the issues he's had, it just seems unlikely that he's the type of player who's going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, I just wish there was a guy right below Soto as a free agent.
I know.
Which, it's really screwing the whole thing up.
It's a really bad offseason.
Because keeping Boehm's fine, they just need a real four-hitter. And if you can bump Boehm down and then bump Castellanos down, it's just there's not that guy out there. You can talk yourself into Tyler O'Neill. Like I would.
Yeah, but he's not. Discussion. Like
there's
yeah.
no what there's. You could put Teoscar there, but even
I think he'd be the closest name to it. But he's also 31, and you know, he's also a free swinger.
And he strikes out a lot.
He strikes out a ton. Yeah,
and he had a career year.
And he had a career year. Exactly.
So it's just there's not that, and there's not. There's also not an obvious trade guy. Unless you just go full defense and this guy's not, he's more serviceable to plate than just a defensive player. But unless you just make a trade for like Jake McCarthy, you know what I mean?
Who I really like, by the way, as a baseball player.
I like Jake McCarthy.
I am a big Jake McCarthy fan, but like.
You're going for defense.
Yeah, yeah. And speed. I mean, the guy can move, but.
He can move.
Yeah, I know. I really do like Jake. If they acquire Jake McCarthy, I won't be upset with that.
No.
But I agree with you. It's not.
They need a bat.
They need a big dude. I know.
They need a bopper. Or if they don't, then you're gonna have if they don't go get a true four hitter bopper type that can hit 30 plus home runs, then I think the discussion shifts to changing the lineup around, putting Bryce at leadoff or putting Bryce at second, so that you have a Schwarber in the middle of the lineup that can hit a home run every once in a while.
Yeah, look, I'm a Schwarber at leadoff guy, but like at this point, after the last two postseasons, like whatever.
Well, especially
I'm willing.
Seen,
I'm willing to mix up anything.
Of course, me too. And especially what we've seen with Bryce in the postseason, where eventually teams are like, "You're not going to beat us."
Yeah,
like we're not going to let you beat
anything else but that.
Yeah. So
except for that one at bat against Manaea.
I know. Dude, that Mets series sucked, man.
It sucked. I hated it. I don't even want to think about it. Like, it's like, honestly, to your point from the beginning of the pod, like, thank God the Eagles are good. Because I, as a sports fan, I needed it. Like, I was so down. Like, I need to be picked up. Like, that's how upsetting it was.
And it's right around this time where they pick you up.
Yeah, maybe the Phillies will pick us up.
Whoa. Yeah, well, it's just, this is the cycle of us Philly sports fans. Like, they'll pick us up. And then they'll let us down. Yeah. And then, they'll pick us up.
At least this time we don't have to think about, the Sixers will pick us up. Because we just know that they won't.
What about Meech Goff?
I love Mishkov, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we got rookies in this city, at least. I mean,
you're the rookies.
It is. I mean, Quinyon Cooper, Jared McCain, Mishkov, Painter coming. I mean, those are five freaking studs, dude.
I know.
Let's go.
We're back.
The future.
Yeah, this is definitely
right up your alley here.
This is definitely not the same conversation we had in 2016 when we had Carson and Embiid and Wentz.
I don't
and
remember.
Ben.
I can't remember that long ago. I'm sorry.
And Nolan Patrick.
I can't remember Nolan Patrick,
who the Philly or they got the rights to, I believe, the night that Naris allowed three home runs
in
Los Angeles.
Oh. What a horrible night that was. And I'll never forget. Oh, God, I will never forget that. That was horrible.
I think me and you were together.
We were at an event, I think, right? Or
we were.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And I just, no one was watching the Phillies besides, I believe, me and you.
Yeah.
Just watching Hector Neris melt down
horrifying.
In front of our eyes.
It was so,
Dude, the Neris meltdowns were unlike
anything I've ever seen. It's still to this day.
The Pablo Sandoval home run down in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
And for some reason, JT called a fastball.
Good times. Sign Hector.
No. No.
We finally reached the point. Where
No. It's not a shot at Hector. We can do better than that.
We can do better.
Especially because we're going to be losing probably Jeff Hoffman.
Can we do better? Mike Soroka. Can we do better?
Dude, he's... Come on.
He's going to be the highest paid player. I mean, Soto or Soroka, who's going to get more money? It's the question
again,
of the offseason.
The Mets, this is a message to you. You can sign Soto all you want. You don't have to sign Soroka.
Yeah, it's fine. That's a great message.
Thank you.
I think the vast majority of the pod fans will get behind that.
I agree.
Who cares about Soto? Leave Soroka alone.
So the thesis of this podcast so far has been...
We have a thesis?
Probably the right word.
Yeah.
But is... Think about the future top five draft pick we're going to have when we have all these old players.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
This is great.
2029.
We're lifting up the audience right now.
And don't touch Soroka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Sign Soto, Mets. We'll take Soroka.
That will not be the title of this podcast. All right. Before we get to the take bag.
Is there?
One other thing. Well, there better be.
One
other thing I want to get to, because you sent me this yesterday, and I am... So excited to hear your thoughts on this. I have no idea what you think about this. You just sent me an article about it. I'm like, what the hell is this? I looked into it. I've read about it. I want to talk to you about the golden at bat. So for those listening who do not know what this is, like I didn't until yesterday and Jack sent me this. The golden at bat is a rule proposal that is apparently gaining some traction.
Ugh.
Bob Manfred giving it some love. The idea would be that you get, each team gets one golden at bat per game, and in any situation in the game, they can use the golden at bat and bring anyone up to the plate. So, for example, let's go to like game five of the World Series against the Astros a couple years ago. That big at bat with Johan Rojas up, runners on base. The Phillies could have said...
You're talking about the Diamondback series.
I was thinking that the Brandon Marsh
at bat.
Either of those at bats, we can be like, you know, hold up, Bryce Harper... Step to the plate, sir. There's a lot of logistical things with this. Like, what if Bryce Harper's on second base at that time? I don't know. What if Bryce Harper's next in the lineup? They want to pop him up. Then what happens in the next? Does he bat twice? Like, there's
what
so
happens if it happens in the sixth inning.
There's so many logistical issues with this, but apparently it's something they're considering. Yeah. Jack, your thoughts?
I mean, Rob Manfred is.
I knew what your thoughts were going to be coming.
There is. You do not need to make the sport of baseball a gimmick. And this is not a shot at the Savannah Bananas. Let them do their own thing. We don't need to make baseball. Like,
they're the Harlem Globetrotters. Let them do it.
It's fine. Yeah. It would ruin the sanctity of the sport. There is, we've adjusted to the ghost runner on second base. If you want to stop having 20 inning games, I get it. Holy cow. You can't just have be like, hey, you know what? Nah, we're going to bring this guy up. I think it's beyond lame. I think it's beyond lame. And I think it's totally gimmicky.
I think it's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. Like, one of the worst ideas that has ever been proposed as a change to a sport that I love. Like, it's nonsense. It's a different thing. Like, is there anything better that, and like, look, it might not work out for you sometimes, but there's nothing better than a player coming to the plate, your eighth inning, coming up and coming through in a spot and getting a moment or whatever it is. It's just the sport. It's the way you play the sport. It's how you pitch around guys. Like, you'd have to, it just would completely change the structure of what the sport is. And look, I get the thought. In the ninth inning, you'd rather have Aaron Judge going up against closer X than Alex Verdugo or whatever it would be. Like, sorry. It's baseball. It's so nonsensical.
And would they have it in the postseason?
Yeah, of course, I think they would, right? I think it is, again, the dumbest idea I've ever. That is my official stance.
And there's a reason why I texted it to you and not in the group chat with Elliot, because you know Elliot.
Elliot loves it. This will be so exciting, guys. Think about it. Bryce Harper coming to bat any time in the ninth. I'm fighting. It's nonsense.
You're changing.
It's too much of a change to the structure of this sport.
And we've accepted a lot. And I do miss, by the way, I'm back in on I miss the pitcher hitting in the National League.
You're back?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's good.
It was just, that's baseball.
So,
you
know? It's an automatic out, which means a little quicker to bed for me.
The thinking man's league.
Every decision I make is based on when can I get to bed these days.
Yeah, well, listen, maybe one day you'll.
Hence why the Ghost Runner. I'm like, sure. Bring it on, buddy.
Now, let's say theoretically.
Yes.
You ever change shifts again?
Ooh.
Are we done with the tired
stuff? Of course. This only is the fact that I wake up at 3 in the morning. That's it.
So the ghost, I've accepted the Ghost Runner. I would not accept the golden rule.
Golden
at bat or whatever.
Again, the worst idea ever. Don't do it. It is such a, I'm trying to think on the spot trying to think of in football or baseball, or basketball, an example of if I could come up with something that I thought would be as dumb. I was trying to think switch the quarterback. I'm trying to think. There's nothing as dumb. I can't even come up with a fake example of something as dumb as the real idea that they have.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same thing. It's similar to the Eagles proposal that they keep putting out every year, where instead of an onside kick.
No, that's a much better proposal. This is way dumber than that. You're talking about the 4th and 15 thing?
Which I like.
That's a way better idea. I don't hate that at all. This is not, this would be like, all right, there's 8 seconds left on the basketball, in a game. You're down one. Hold on, pause. We can pause the game for a second. We want to hand the ball to Joel Embiid. Joel, we don't have to do it. He gets the ball. One-on-one. It's one-on-one. We're doing one-on-one now. Joel, one-on-one to end the game. You get to go against him. That's what it feels like. It's that dumb. It would be that dumb.
It's kind of like if you actually brought mulligans to golf.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, what's bad?
Or even better. No, it's even better than that. You know what it is? It's if you got me here. One time, you can ask the tour pro who works the thing to come out and take your shot. I'm down a stroke at the end. Guess what? I'm using my tour pro to come out. He's going to put it right on the green. And, I gained 3 strokes there. Ha ha, I win. It's so nonsensical.
Yeah. It's like the old celebrity shot.
Exactly what it's like. Yeah. It's just so dumb.
It's very not baseball.
And I don't like that they're saying it's gaining traction. Not cool with that.
Manfred. It's no one better.
The worst.
No one better.
God.
Than
makes
Rob.
Gary Bettman look good.
Than Rob Manfred.
All right. Take back.
So, there's been whenever I tweet about Crochet or whatever, there seems to be they have enough starting pitching.
Yep.
And
I've said that to you before.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
So, I think
you need to make the case. I even made it for you. I was talking to someone yesterday. It was the Baltimore trip. And they mentioned the Crochet thing to me, and they're like, is he that good? And I was like, well, Jack thinks he's the second best lefty in baseball. So I was like, I used you as an example of what you had said on the midday show with us to kind of illustrate how good Crochet actually is.
He struck out 30% more batters than he walked.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty good.
Now,
it's what you're looking for.
I've watched a couple of his starts. Again, not to be totally hyperbolic here.
Yep.
Yeah, never a doubt. Never. I got there.
Yeah, it was great. It was flawless.
He reminds me of 2009 Cliff Lee, but with 98.
Oh my.
And 90. He doesn't really walk people, and it's a power fastball. So now, this is all to manage his innings. He's the worst pitcher, worst team in baseball. So we don't need to run him into the ground, and they want to maintain his trade value, but he didn't go more than 4 innings in a start since June. So they.
Wow, really?
Yeah. He still threw 145 innings, but, and that would change, obviously, here. Yeah. They wouldn't be doing that. But
he's got one more year of control, and then he has to be signed, right?
This year, and then another.
And then that's what I mean. One more after this season was what I was trying to say. Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. So maybe if he's cool. We'll give you a contract after this year.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
You didn't seem very cool about it last year.
No.
Especially because he wasn't saying, I won't pitch. He's saying, if I get traded to a contender, you got to pay me if I'm going to pitch for you.
Yeah. Now, I have heard.
People in Philly loved that.
Yeah, but I've heard he's like a he's tough.
Look, I don't blame him for that. I get it.
He's coming off two Tommy Johns. So I think the injury concern's real.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like you at least he's coming off two Tommy Johns and then move on. Like how concerned are you that he's coming off two Tommy Johns? I mean, like that's something worth including in the whole discussion, you know?
It's worth including. It's worth including. But
that second one really got it, though. It's good. We're good.
Yeah, the second one
fixed what the first one didn't.
Exactly.
What are the odds? He has three Tommy Johns.
No shot. And guess what? Hey, even if he does, be a dominant reliever.
There you go.
He'd be a dominant reliever. He reminds me of 09 Cliff Lee and Zach Wheeler. So, you know.
No big deal. Not hyperbolic at all.
Not at all.
Very down the middle.
But again.
Even.
Strikes out a ton of guys, doesn't walk guys. Power stuff, all the underlying numbers suggest that, like, his ERA, I think, was 3.5. I think it should be in the 2.5 to 3 range. He's awesome. Like, I think he's awesome. I think Dave views it as his Chris Sale trade all over again. Now, Sale was much more durable at that point. But again, he's 26 years old. And when you're thinking about the future.
Yeah, Sale, it was the worry of it. Like, with Sale, it was everyone saying he's going to get hurt more than him actually having been hurt already.
Sure. Which is, I mean, hit.
That's what I mean. Remember Sale, like, even from the jump, first time I saw him pitch, I'm like, how does his arm not snap off at the elbow? Like, how does it just not pop? It looks like it's going to pop off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that Crochet, I think we're underrating him a little bit. I think the case to go for him is two part. Again, Soto is the biggest difference maker you can get. But, like, Crochet, I think, is behind him. I think he's more of an impact than Bregman would be. I think he's more of an impact than any of the outfielders would be. Outside of a trade for someone who I can't even think of right now.
It would be someone we haven't talked to. I'd be an unexpected, which happens. But
sure. And it's not as if, I think it's more impactful than trading for a closer. Helsley, Devin Williams, you know, I get it. Crochet, a future rotation of, and Wheeler only has 2 years, by the way. So you have to think about the future after him. A future rotation of Crochet, Painter, Nola's still here, older Nola, and then Chris Sanchez, whatever. Like, it's just, there's not another arm coming behind Painter that you can, like, that's a guy. Abel, we'll see. But after that.
I mean, I don't think, you can count on Abel.
And so you have to think about the future rotation if you want to keep building this core out. And I just think that if he gets out of Chicago and gets here and gets around these guys, you're going to see a different level of Garrett Crochet to where he is competing for the National League Cy Young. Like, I think if they trade for him, he's going to finish top five in the NL Cy Young. He's just, there's a lot of underlying stuff with him that I think is gaudy. So I understand that they don't, quote unquote, need starting pitching, but it's almost, and he's not this player, but it's similar to the argument of, you can have anyone run behind the Eagles' offensive line. Why do you need to go get Saquon Barkley?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
So, and look what Saquon's done to this team. It's not that the Phillies can't not go get hitters. You can get Garrett Crochet and also go sign hitters. But having a Wheeler, Crochet, Nola, Sanchez playoff rotation is pretty disgusting. And I still don't trust Nola in a playoff start. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
no. I think he's awesome, and yeah. I think we underrate. I think we're underrating.
Your excitement about him has made it so that if they do make a move, I will be more excited about it than not. It's just hard. It's hard to watch, and I'm speaking for many, as you acknowledge. Like, it's just hard to watch the playoffs and be like, oh, go get a starter, like make that your big move. And that's all. And I get it. I get make your team better. I get that, and I'm all for it. And that's why I don't hate on it. It's just. It wasn't what I was expecting.
I know. But you have to make the team better.
I agree.
And I just don't know I don't know who the bat is. It's a little bit like when they let Worth walk and sign Cliff Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's they kept doubling and tripling down on pitchers.
Yeah.
With Oswald and Lee and Hap. Like, I just, it's a little bit reminiscent of that. But I think he's phenomenal. So we'll see.
Where do you think the odds are on that trade?
So, if I had to guess, I think the trade package, I think it feels like a winter meetings thing. So, I think it's us. I really,
for those who don't know, the winter meetings start in 3 days.
Can't wait.
Very soon.
Can't wait. And we'll be on standby.
We'll be on standby.
For anything.
You know it. Good at this weekend, not the one I was in Baltimore. That would have been annoying.
Need the Red Sox to sign Max Fried. to take them out of the Crochet running. Mm-hmm. But I think the Phillies are the leader in the clubhouse for Garrett Crochet. I think they want Garrett Crochet.
I think he's definitely going to get traded.
100%.
Like, he is gone.
And I think the trade proposal is going to be Crawford, Caba, and maybe Bohm. So, like, I think it's...
Bohm doesn't make a ton of sense.
It doesn't. But maybe they could flip him
yeah.
for something.
Look, Crawford and Caba, that's two top 100 prospects. I mean, that's something.
Yeah. And then I think that what they would be determining is if they want to put Taiwan on the deal and then take back Benintendi, yeah. who has the same deal as Taiwan for another year.
You'd rather have Benintendi than... I'd take the extra year and have a guy who could play for you, at least. I know Benintendi wasn't very good last year, but at least he is, you know...
Heated up last...
Yeah, dude, I would take him. I'd rather have an outfielder who maybe doesn't suck than a pitcher who definitely does suck.
Sure.
Is that fair?
Sure. For an extra year, $15 million, I think I looked at the other day.
That's
so.
Fine.
So I think it has a pretty good chance of happening. I think the Phillies are being pretty aggressive about Crochet. My thing with the Crochet sweepstakes or whatever is, and this is my problem last year, is that I just want them to, if you want Garrett Crochet, then just go get Garrett Crochet and let people be like, all right, they're confident. It feels like they're always waiting to get the best deal possible.
Mm-hmm.
Where of course you want to get a good
I'm
deal.
I'm fine with that. Get a good deal.
I know, but it just leads into some doubt of why were they kind of hesitant? Why are they not?
I get what you're saying, but that's us. Like, as long as internally they are, that's not the reasoning. As long as internally they are like, we're getting him, we're just going to get the best deal we can to get him. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's just for us as fans, we want it to feel like the comp. But, like, I ultimately think that's a perception thing. It doesn't really matter. If they make the move, they make the move. You know what I mean?
Now, I do have another pitcher idea.
Ooh.
That has not been thrown. And, like, this could count as perfect offseason 8.0.
Okay, good. You may as well. I mean, why not keep the bit going?
Why not trade a similar package? If you're actually, and it might cost less to trade for this guy than Crochet because a little bit of injury concerns. But, I mean... Sandy Alcantara's right there.
Oh, wow.
Right there.
That's a fascinating name. I think they would move him. I'm sure they don't want to pay him long term.
No, he's under a contract. He signed an extension, so he's paid for Marlins money.
For Marlins, but yeah, not like big time money.
He's under contract for the next 2 years, I believe.
Mean, I would be very intrigued by that. Very intrigued by that.
Sandy Alcantara.
I think he'd be cheaper, too.
I think he'd be cheaper prospect-wise, too. Like, yeah. Maybe one of Crawford Gobble.
I agree.
Rather than both.
And I think I'd rather do that.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, again, I don't know how. I mean, missed the year, so I don't
he
know.
Like, the year.
So I don't know how bad, you know, I would.
And they definitely would not take on Taiwan's contract.
No, that's something they're not going to do. No, that's a good point. That's a really interesting name. I'm surprised his name hasn't been out there more.
Yeah, Alcantara, I'd be very, very interested.
Me too.
If they'd be interested in moving
especially
him.
Especially if it's cheaper.
Yep.
I like that.
They're probably going to trade Lizardo, who you know I love.
Your
Lizardo.
Boy.
Love
Jesus.
Lizardo. Yeah, so I don't know, but we'll see. And then the other thing is, and I know he doesn't want to move, but if they strike out on Bregman and they strike out on
Adamas.
Any of the left fielders and they strike out on Adamas, the best path for them
is to move Bryce to
is
right.
to move
yeah,
Bryce to back to the outfield and sign Christian Walker.
Yep.
Like, would you rather sign Bregman for 7 years, 180, or 3 years, 60 of Christian Walker?
It's not a question. I'd rather have Christian Walker.
What about hey? What
bring
about,
him home.
Well, hey, what about the polar bear?
Bring him home. Oh no. Nope.
Nope. What about the polar bear?
Can you imagine having to root for that guy?
No, I know. I would.
It's
I would.
Like that. So
it'd be like rooting for Wes Helms.
Well, it's like Major League Two. Did you know Major League Two at all? I'm a big proponent of Major League Two. I think it's very underrated. It's very funny. But Bob Uecker, when they signed Jack Parkman, he's doing this whole thing about like he's like, oh, it's amazing how a new uniform can change your whole perception of the guy. And then he goes like, he goes, he's still a.
Yeah,
a D. Everyone's yeah. He's like he's still a D. You know, covers his mic, and it's like that's exactly what it is. It's like you know, I'd root for him. I don't think I could like love.
People. Would have a tough time rooting for.
I mean, I would really. It'd be like out the side of my mouth. You know, I'd be like, you know.
Then he hits 50 home runs, and he's our guy, and he's.
I love him.
He's in the All Star game, and he's like,
can you imagine
home run derby?
Yep. Alonzo, yeah.
Our guy. If they then making me root for Alonzo,
it would be dark. It would be rude. Honestly, it would be rude. That's the word that comes to mind. I mean, how rude?
Was Full House?
Yeah, look at you.
Never
Stephanie
out.
Tanner there.
But I just if you're gonna strike. if you're looking for an impact bat, there's impact bat first basemen out there.
Yes. I mean, Vlad Guerrero is gettable, I would say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, might have to have a conversation.
It wouldn't even be a conversation. It'd be Bryce. You're going to right.
If you're worried about your arm, put him in left.
Deal with it.
Put him in left.
So here's what you do. You throw him the extra years at the end of the contract.
We'll give you. All right.
Hey, Bryce, here you go. Because you know what? Can we all be honest? They're going to give him to him at some point. I mean, if he really desperately wants those years, Bryce Harper will probably get those years at some point. Say, hey, Bryce, we'll give you the extra two. Go to right. We're bringing in five. Let's go. Win.
I hope it's on the table.
Me too.
Because it's probably actually the best option.
It's when you look at it, it is the easiest way to help this lineup is that.
Yes. Hey, need you, kid. Need you
come
three.
Come on, buddy. I thought you cared about Philadelphia.
Need you three.
You loved us and want us to win, you know?
First base is fun.
Money where your mouth is.
First base is fun.
Oh, I'm sure it's way more fun. You're just standing out right field doing nothing all the time.
Yeah.
First base, you're involved all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I get it.
I totally get it. And look, he's phenomenal at first base. Like, especially for someone who's played it for like a year, like, he has gotten very good, you know? But, yeah.
Need it. So real quick,
yeah,
and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, no, I don't need to nap or anything.
Real quick, and not to bring everyone back to 2009, but they are very lucky they won in 2008 because losing games 3 and 4 and going back and like reading and like breaking them down, just all time bad losses.
I know, I was there.
All time bad losses.
Game 3. Was it game 3 though?
Game 3 was when Hamels was up 3-0 and then A-Rod hit the ball. Run.
Yeah, that was the game I was at. The first use of instant replay in World Series history.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was there.
That game was
horrible. I have the worst memories of that.
Andy Pettit had a single in that
game.
The
worst memories of that game.
And then they followed it up with Lidge not covering third base the next night.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Feliz tied it up off Jabba.
Yeah. God.
Back when Jabba was like Jabba.
Jabba was so good.
For a second.
But for that second, like, he was nasty.
Dude, it was supposed to be him,
it was
Hughes,
the Nats.
And
remember the freaking Nats in Cleveland,
no,
too? Yeah.
But it was supposed to be Phil Hughes, Jabba Chamberlain, and Ian Kennedy.
Yeah, look at you. What a pull.
Believe for the big three.
The other two had good careers. I mean, all said and done, yeah, and so did Kennedy. Yeah. I mean, Kennedy has stuck around. Like, he had a career. The point is, when all the, like, look at the Paul Wilson, Bill Pulsifer, Jason Isringhausen. Isringhausen, the only one who had a career, and it was his closer. They were the three, like, supposed to be superstar Mets. Remember that?
No. That was before my time.
That was before your time.
That
was like the, whoa, look at the Mets. They got these three guys. It's going to be the best trio ever.
That was the same thing as when they had
DeGrom.
It was like DeGrom, Harvey.
Exactly. Except those guys end up being better.
Ian Kennedy, a former Philly great, by the way.
Of course. We can forget the Ian Kennedy moment we had.
Terrible.
Another great reliever we had here. Yeah.
Dude, Knebel.
He's fine in Texas. Came here stunk.
Knebel.
How many guys were fine wherever they were and came here and stunk?
Well, Hembree, Workman.
All of them.
Knebel. Kennedy, Robertson. I mean, we can go through a litany.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Familia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Big time. Wow. He was god awful.
Carlos and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Honestly. I mean,
he wasn't that. He was fine.
He was fine here, but he wasn't good.
Yeah. So they winning in 09 really masked, or winning in 08 really masked the pain of what 09
really
could have been.
That's a really great point. You're so right about that. If they lost 08 and then lost that way in 09, like we're.
It's like if the Eagles didn't win in 17.
Yeah, well, that's why they need to. That's why this Philly team has to freaking win, dude. That's why we can't look at this era like that could have been. Especially when you know what? Honestly, the worst part of this podcast for me was.
Thank you.
No, I'm saying.
I know where this is going.
Do you know what it was? No, there was one thing you said throughout that Wheeler only has 2 more years left. When you said that.
Oh, today's podcast.
Yeah, in today's pod. No, I'm saying in doing today's pod, like when you were like, Wheeler only has 2 more years left, and I was like, I got really sad thinking about that. I'm like, are we not going to win a title with Zach Wheeler? Like, this guy who's the freaking playoff superstar, like this guy's not gonna get a title? Like that can't happen.
Well, they didn't win one with Halliday.
I know, buddy.
I thought about that too.
Yeah, I know. All right. This is great. Definitely not happening now. You got anything else? What a way to end the pod. Uplifting podcast here today.
I thought you were gonna bring up what I said after they lost the World Series.
Oh well, you were so right about that too. That killed me.
Yeah.
It's really hard to win, buddy. This was the one.
Go Phils. Winter meetings, baby.
All right, we'll be
back. Bring me crochet.
We'll be back next week or hopefully.
Emergency.
Either way, we'll be there. Until then, he's Fritz himself.